August 13th, 2021. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, "Clothe your prayers in the firm belief that I am listening and know what is best for you." It is this kind of faithful prayer that could change the world. Your nation now is not being led by anyone close to me. As a result of this poor leadership, you have the advancement of evil in a nation that was once safe, Afghanistan. This atheistic control of your government is challenging domestic peace as well as your economic security. Many place their faith and security in a vaccine instead of me. Meanwhile, blanket approval of abortion is being lauded by this leadership. The strength of your natural resources is being dismantled. The government wants to weaken your nation in order to bring it into the one world order, which is the masterpiece of the Antichrist. These are reasons why you must pray with a strong faith, so that the voice of good can be victorious. Pray that technology does not still the voice of faith-filled opinions. A note is given to read 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, 9 through 12. The coming of the lawless one by the activity of Satan will be with all power and with pretended signs and wonders, and with all wicked deception for those who are to perish, because they refused to love the truth and so be saved. Therefore, God sends upon them a strong delusion to make them believe what is false, so that all may be condemned who did not believe the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father.